Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. This is Purpose Kingdom Network, and our topic for tonight is guard yourself. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. And as I said before, our topic for tonight is guard yourself. And if you would like to just speak with me at any point throughout the show, have any questions, any comments, just press 1. I got it right this time. No pound. Press 1 to speak. Press 1 to speak. So I'll continue to say that throughout the show. I'm so excited. I just want to give God all the glory, all the honor, just even for this day. Today is December 18th, 2019. And I'm just so grateful that God has blessed me to even see this day. So many people have passed. Like, just in the month of November, it's just been so many people that I have known, even touching close home, an older cousin of mine passed. So I just thank God that I'm still here. And while I'm still here, I'm going to serve and give God's word. Amen. So I just encourage everyone to do the same thing, no matter how hard it gets, no matter the weather, no matter what, just serve God to the fullest. And I had so many excuses tonight not to give this word, you know, but I just give God all the glory and all the praise. Okay, so guard yourself. So take your notebook, your notepad, you know how we do. I know I've been going for some time, but let's get back on this routine. We'll be taking notes. There'll be many scriptures that will be given out tonight. And as I say all the time, it's good for you to go back and read the word yourself. You know, as God gives me revelation as I'm reading and going through these scriptures, he will also give you a revelation that may be deeper and maybe a better understanding when you read for yourself. So it's so good to go back and read for yourself. Amen. So before we get in fully into the topic, I just want to tell y'all, share a story about this small little street. And the street was named Treasure Street, and that street was like in an old town. On this small street, there were very rich people. They were rich. They were live. And the people there had a lot of money, you know. They had great cars. And I'm talking about, like, everybody on that street, they owned their homes. They owned their cars. And the way that they dressed, it was in fine linen, like, nothing cheap, great quality clothes. And it seemed as if those people had, like, diamonds for each day of the week. And on this street called Treasure Street in this old town, the sun seemed to shine like every day on this street. It did not miss a beat, beaming, you know. And the people of Treasure Street, they even had like the saying that nothing bad ever happens on Treasure Street, you know. So the people of Treasure Street, they were young, they were free. Well, not all the people are Treasure Street. It was this one old guy named Old Joe. They would call him Old Joe. And it didn't seem like the sun would shine on his house. He would come and speak with the kids, what the young people would say, which is, would call it nonsense. You know, he would always ask silly questions to them, such as, did you buy your alarm yet? Or be awake in the late hours of the night. Because the smoke is coming. He'll always say that with a grin and then hurry up and run back up to his house. And the kids will flag him. You know, the young people will flag him like, man, he's been saying this for years. He's been saying this for years. And they'll continue to say to Old Joe, like, not say it to his face, but just, you know, roll their eyes, flag him, and just remind themselves that nothing bad ever happens on Treasure Street. Like, this is Treasure Street. Why do they have to do all this stuff in preparation? They didn't understand it, you know? He's been saying this for years. And it was this young lady who even said to him, why get an alarm for my house, you know, that's on Treasure Street? She told him, listen, I have insurance on everything that I own, my cars, my shoes, my purses. She even told him she had insurance on her beautiful legs that she used to go running, okay? So she told Joe, listen, I don't need an alarm. All this stuff will be taken care of. Amen? And old Joe would just grin and laugh and say the same thing. Get your alarm. The smoke is coming. Give a grin and run to his house. You know, so he's been doing this for years. But it was this one day. It just seemed like a regular, ordinary day. It was quiet, peaceful, sun beaming and shining as always on Treasure Street. And people are going about their day, washing their cars, washing their sneakers, washing their clothes and hanging them up. And on this day that turned to night, a fire broke out on the street. And this fire killed all the people on Treasure Street except for Old Joe. On that night, Old Joe, he smelled the smoke before it was a fire. And that, when he smelled the smoke, Old Joe, his alarms then went off. And Old Joe ran quickly out of his house. He didn't take not one belonging. And when he ran out of his house, he began to knock on each and every last one of his neighbor's doors. And he screamed that the smoke is here and the fire is near. Get up and leave Treasure Street immediately. That's all he kept doing and kept saying. Some families did awaken and others slept throughout the night. And those families that did awake, they were just too busy gathering their things, packing their shoes and throwing everything into their fancy cars, that when it was time to leave, it was too late because the fire had already came and the fire consumed each and every last one of them on the block except for Joe. Joe warned, Joe told, and Joe left because no one would follow him. He told the people that were packing things into their car just to leave it. Leave it, leave it, come on. And they wouldn't leave it, and they wouldn't come. So Joe left that block alive, and the rest of the people perished. How many of us are like the young people of that block, of that street, put so much time, so much energy into these things that will not get us into heaven? Our faith, we want to make sure we look good before we get to work. We want to make sure we spend so much time and energy into these things that don't matter and give about 5-10 minutes to praying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like when you spend a long day at work, consumed with your children, a long day going to the movies, walking around at the mall, shopping. But when you get home, you're so tired. And all you can give is, oh, Lord, let me lay my head down. God is great. God is good. Oh, thank you for this night. And by the time you know, you're already sleeping. You wake up like, what happened? I was supposed to be praying and I was supposed to be reading. I was supposed to do all this for God. But nope, none of that has happened. You fell asleep because other things were too important. How many of us hear the warnings from our elders and still disregard what they're saying, even laugh at what they're saying? So in this, I hope, in this story, I hope that you get a sense that be mindful of where your treasures are. Are your treasures in the worldly things or are your treasures set on high in the heavens, which should be a focus in God? And I pray that you will begin to see yourself in this story and want to transform. Because I see myself in this story and I see myself getting caught up in that smoke. I see myself being caught up in that smoke, not being on the guard because I think that life is going smooth right now. And then when things start to happen, like, listen, for some time, like, great things have been happening. And then when in November, so many people were dying around me, I said, wow, I am not invincible. Wow, I smell the smoke. God, you are rounding your people up. You are taking them out. But I don't want to perish, so I'm going to start guarding myself. I'm going to start setting my treasures on high. I'm going to start not on the outside. It matters on the inside. Amen? So if you are just joining us, my name is Dominique Hudson. I'm your host, and this is Blog Talk Radio on Purpose Kingdom Network. And our topic for tonight is guard yourself. In guarding yourself, you want to be mindful of what you are setting your treasures in. Where do your treasures lie? Is it on these earthly things, or is it up on high in heaven? So our scripture for tonight will be coming from Matthew. We have many scriptures, so I don't even want to say a scripture for tonight, but I just want to read with you from Matthew 12. Verses 35. A good man is, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. So it say, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Amen. So in the evil treasures of his heart, was deep down in his heart, with the core, the heart, the core, was deep down in there. Whether if it's evil, you will bring forth evil. Like what you say to people, even the things that you say about yourself, your family, they will be good. If your treasures in your heart are good, the things that you say, the things that you do should be good. Amen. And if your treasures are evil, then it will be that. Then what comes out your mouth, the actions that you display will be evil. Amen? They will be evil. So let's be mindful of where our treasures lie. In Proverbs 4:23, which I love this, it just tells us to guard our heart. Amen? 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So you want to keep your heart on guard. You want to be diligent and continuing to keep your heart. Be on the look. Amen? With your heart, for out of it springs the issues of life. So how you're feeling in your heart, it's going to spring up, like it's going to come out. Rather, listen, my cousin always say this, like, if you, what's coming out your mouth when you stub your toe on like the edge of a dresser, the door, what's coming out? That's in you, you know, you can be wholly sanctified, but I'm quite sure some of us will be saying some curse words, and I'm raising my hand because this happened to me recently, and it wasn't so holier than thou. So you just ask yourself, like, Lord, still working on me with that. I want to get that out of my heart, you know, get those curse words out of my heart. Amen. Or just even if someone has wronged you and you say that you have forgiven them, and then years later they do something so small, so simple, and then you make it a big deal, you make it a big issue. It's because you're still harboring unforgiveness. So that's going to flow in your action. That's still in your heart, and it's going to flow in your actions with that person. Amen? So guard your heart. And in guarding ourselves, to guard ourselves is to protect ourselves, right? And in protecting ourselves, like I said, no matter if it's going good or if it's going bad, like I put on a seatbelt, no matter where I'm going, it can be 5 minutes away, it can be a second away, I am always putting on my seatbelt. As soon as I get in the car, my little brother laughs at me. He's like, as soon as I get in, it's like within a second, the seatbelt is on. You know, because just at that moment where when I am sleeping, like those people on Treasure Street, when they were sleeping, when they weren't paying attention, when they just thought that it was a regular, ordinary day that turned into an ordinary night and they will go about their business and sleep, that's when the smoke came. That's when the fire came, and they were not prepared for it. So you want to be prepared at all times, through the good times, through the bad times, through the funny, all those times, you want to be prepared for it. So guard yourself. You want to guard yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. Every opening, what you see, what you eat, what you drink, even through those five senses that they teach us, you know, that we've been taught in grade school, you know, the sight, the smell, the hearing, the taste, and the touching, because those are openings. Those are doors for evil, for either evil or good things to seep into us. We should be mindful of the things that we watch, be mindful of the things that we even eat. And this is a lot of times where Christians miss it. And I don't see how people can just eat from place to place from anybody. You shouldn't do that. You don't know, you need to know how someone cooks, how they live. You can't just be eating and getting food from any and everybody, especially being a Christian, because the devil is just waiting for us to sleep, to throw that, to bring the fire. The devil is waiting for us to sleep. Amen. So, guarding ourselves requires us to be aware in all our senses, in the sight, in the smelling, in the hearing, in the tasting, in the touching. Amen. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, these are all connected. We have to guard ourselves in these things. The Bible warns us of it, and guarding ourselves and being mindful of what gets in our heart, and even the people who are around us. What they say and what they do can affect us, whether it's good or bad. You know, you ever see a couple, they first start out, and then they just start looking alike. They start doing everything alike. He pick up what she would say, and she would pick up vice versa, you know, what he would say. Some of his habits would come on her, become her habits. So depending on the person's habits, whether it's good or bad, that will affect them. So be mindful of the people around you, what they are saying, what they are doing, how do they speak? Because that will become you if you are consuming your life with them. Amen. So if you consider yourself to be a good person, if you consider yourself to be a person that is in the Word, reading the Word, you want to be around people who are like you. You want to be around people who are like you. Yes, it's good to go seek, go fish, be fishers. Be fishers of men. The Bible do tell us that, and grab and will them in. But sometimes we go out there and get caught in the ocean as we're trying to fish, because we're looking at what's out there in the ocean and not paying attention. We start getting gazed in the big ocean. And then the fish start pulling us in, start fishing us. Amen. So we want to be very, very mindful of the people that we keep around us. This is a part of guarding ourselves, you know. And I'll even say, like, if I have any teachers on the line, any ministers on the line, any pastors on the line, guard yourself, especially, and I say this to myself as well, like, even when you're pouring out to people, and I want to implement this as I'm going forward to serve God. And when you speak to people and when you mentor people, and those spirits can attach to you, because it can be a transfer of spirits. You may take on what they are pouring out, and they will take as you're encouraging them. You know, they're becoming stronger. And if you don't pray after each encounter, after each mentor talk, after each pouring out, Like, after I'm finished the show, I will pray and give God the glory and ask him to take any burden that has come over me as I'm giving this show. You know, when I talk to people after this show and things like that, I just want to ask God to just cover me, Lord. Let the burdens that I have taken on, just to take them off. So take them. I put them back on him. Amen. So ministers, pastors, teachers, therapists, keep a guard. Keep a guard. Many spirits are coming out as you're speaking and mentoring people. Amen. Many spirits are coming out. So you want to guard yourself. You want to be in prayer before and after these mentorships, after these preachings and teachings. Amen. Guard yourself. That's how so many people who are preaching the word of God, they are so, some of them can be so depressed because they take on so many things. Amen. And God don't, serving God, it shouldn't be a hassle. Serving God, the yoke should be easy. Amen. 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 We're talking about guarding yourself. Amen. If you are just joining me, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. And I encourage everyone to get out, take notes on this. And we read from Matthew chapter 12, verses 35, and just speaking about good treasures and bad treasures. And depending on what you're, whether you're a good treasure or a bad treasure, it will show in your actions. It will show what you do. It will show how you encounter people. Amen. And then just guarding ourselves, as Proverbs 4, verse 23 tells us to, and to be diligent, to have patience, because everything that occurs in life will flow from our heart. If we take on the world, then the world will come on our, will come out of our heart and out of our actions. We'll be overwhelmed. We take on that world. Amen? So let us be aware and guard in our hearts. You know, with, excuse me, the five senses. Let's go back to that, the sight, the smell, the hearing, the taste, and the touch. And we have to protect ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually. And that physical, that touch, be mindful. What you see, even sex. And I know a lot of, you know, you don't, that's kind of like a lot of people, Christians, you know, people, period, of the world. They're like, okay, sex should be the last thing. Like, I don't want to talk about sex. Like, is that really like a sin? God knows my heart. You know, that's where all they come. But be mindful is a transferring of spirit. Guard yourself. Guard yourself. You would transfer with that. Do you know this person? What is the person's background? What is the person's emotional state? Because you're going to take on, you're going to swap spirit. Hold. Ungodly soul ties, that's a whole nother topic. Okay, but guard yourself. Be aware. Be aware, people of God, that you don't take on these things. Amen. Amen. If we can go to 1 John chapter 5, 18, chapter 5, verse 21. And it says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And amen is, it is finished, or let it be so. Amen. So let it be so that, little children, we will keep ourselves from idle things. Things of the world, be mindful. Guard parents. Teach your little children not to be idle, not to just, a child should not be idle and left to their own devices. Amen. Parents, teach your children to keep themselves from idle things. So much comes in their idle time. Your child's spending a long time in the room. So many suicidal ideations come up about that. And we have to be mindful, parents, be aware of those things coming up in their idle time. Even homicidal thoughts. Okay? We want to be mindful. The devil is lurking and looking. be on the, in 1 Peter 5:8, be vigilant, be on the lookout, because the devil is waiting to devour the people of God, waiting for an opportunity. That opportunity when we are asleep, that opportunity when we are too tired, that opportunity when we are just cursing up a storm. Oh, he's sinning, she's sinning. That's a good time for me to get right up in there. That's a good time for me to. Okay, they haven't been reading. They've been really, really busy and consumed with school, work, with children, with the home life. Okay, this is a good time. This is a good time. This is a good time to get in. So be on the lookout. Take heed. Let us take heed. Let us take notice to these things of the world and be mindful of them. We don't want our children to be idle at all. It leads to incarceration. It leads a perishing life. It leads a deadly life. It's not an everlasting life to leave your children to idle things, to drugs. There's so many people, so many children on drugs. So many people, I'm not that old. I'm still in my 20s, almost 30. I have 1 year and a couple of weeks to go in my 20s, but it's so many young people just in my class alone. I would say I graduated high school almost 10 years ago, and in my class alone, about 5 to 6 people have overdosed from drugs. And it's so many more of my classmates that are on drugs, being left to their own devices, being in an idle space, children being idle, children going on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, doing these challenges that are causing them death. So God is telling them, little children, keep yourselves from idle things. Amen. And it's referencing back to Exodus. And in that, it reminds that Moses was a Hebrew boy. So he was in a foreign land. So even when he grew up, he kept himself, and he was reminded that he's a Hebrew boy. So little children, be reminded, you are children of God. Even us adults, we are little children. We are children of God. And the things that we can do can be childlike. Amen. But take heed. Keep yourself from idols. Worshipping these celebrities. Worshipping money. Putting money before God. That's a main idol. Let all of that go. God is a jealous God. Amen. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, please press 1. Even if you may be too shy to get on the phone, just give me a text. I am here. And we are discussing guarding yourself, to guard yourself, to be very protective over yourself, even when things are going great, even when the sun looks like it is shining your way. Protect yourself. For when you have your guard down, that's when the devil is ready. I'm waiting. The devil is like, I'm just waiting for that opportunity, for that time. Devil is waiting. Devil is waiting for that married man to get in an argument with his wife to say that, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to the bar to bring a seducing woman to him, to defile his marriage. Amen. To bring any type of disease into his home. The devil is waiting. The devil is waiting for those idle children. Waiting for those idle children to be just in the room by themselves, just to put ideas in their head that they should not have. Amen. Be on the lookout. Be vigilant. Do not leave your children to the devices of their own parents. Parents, parents. I know it's so easy. I know it's so busy. You're trying to cook dinner. You're trying to do this. But do not let your children be on their tablet for so long. Amen? Amen. If you can turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And it's just talking about us, for us to be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Amen? Amen. As I said before, the devil is on the prowl, so we have to be sober. We have to be sober. A lot of us, like, I know on the weekend and at nighttime, that's when we like to party. We like to have fun. We have off on the weekend. But that should be the time that you should be praying, because the devil is waiting for the weekend. The devil is waiting for you to drink. The devil is waiting for you to use any type of drug. Yes, weed is a drug. It's a drug. Waiting for that to be done. So the devil wants to intervene. Okay. You're going to keep drinking? You're going to keep drinking? Drive. Go ahead, drive. Get a DUI. Anything can happen. So be mindful. Be on the lookout. Be mindful of the places that you go. The people, as I said before, that you hang around. Even the women that men, the women that you choose, ladies, the men that you choose. Be mindful. Be mindful. Check into people's background. Like, what's your grandfather's like? We used to do that back in the day. What's your grandfather like? How was his relationship with your great-grandmother or your grandmother? How were their relationship to their children? Amen? These are the things that we want to be mindful. We want to guard our heart to the fullest. Amen? We want to just keep guarding. So even mentally, you know, mentally, the things that we hear, guard yourself. Even like these, we have to be able to discern that these voices that we hear, you know, because God speaks to us. The devil speaks to us as well, okay? Telling us to do right or to do wrong. God will tell us to do right. The devil will tell us to do wrong. So we want to be mindful of the things that we are hearing and what we're giving power to. If we keep giving power to these evil and wicked things, then that's us. That's who we are then. Then we will become evil. We will become wicked. It's just like, I don't understand how some people just really like to get on social media and go back and forth with one another. I don't get it. I honestly do not get it. But some people will go back and forth with each other, even after claiming to be changed and reformed. Amen? But we want to be mindful within our core, because it's showing how we react. It is showing. And I'm not perfect, and I know none of us are, but our approach should teach. Amen? Our approach should teach others. It should teach others. Now I'll go back to 1 John. Amen. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. Amen. So the wicked cannot touch the people of God. Amen. The wicked cannot touch people of God. We are born of God and not of sin. So the wicked people cannot touch us. Yes. Yes, I know we're human and sin has been in our nature. But when we are in Christ, we are renewed, we are reformed, we are transformed. Our sin is gone. And even, like, even if you commit sin, you can repent. I'm not talking about purposely committing sin. You can repent. Amen. But Christians, we're not supposed to live in our sin. Amen. So we want to be mindful that if we do commit sin, we want to guard ourselves. If we do fall short of his glory, as we do day in and day out, and we fall short of his glory, we don't want to just wallow or stay in that sin. Be confined to that, oh, well, I already sinned, might as well keep doing it. No, we want to repent, get up, turn from our wicked ways, and continue to serve God. We want to guard ourselves. Guard yourselves. Don't let the devil beat you down about that sin. God has forgiven it. Amen. Amen. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. And our topic for tonight is guard yourself. And we went over many scriptures, but right now we are on 1 John chapter 5, verse 18, and just speaking of how we shouldn't live in our sin. How we have to be on the guard. We have to be on the watch at all times. We don't want to sit there and be in our... We don't want to sit there. Feel sorry for ourselves, to bring on all types of spirits of depression and anxiety. We don't want to do that. Amen. So we're guarding ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. This all falls in line with the five senses. Spiritually, we want to guard that spiritually. All those align, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual peace, they all align. Amen? But we want to make sure we are feeding our spiritual part day in and day out. We want to make sure we are praying and seeking God. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. If you would like to speak with me at any time, you can press 1. Press 1. If you are online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. Amen. So as I said before, I encourage everyone to take out their notes and just, where are your treasures lying? Where do you place your treasures? Are you holding on to them? Are you protecting, guarding yourself? Amen? We want to make sure we keep a lookout, vigilant. No sleeping, nothing. Amen? Because that's the opportunity that the devil used to get to us. And I, oh my goodness, I remember I used to live with my mom and I would be fasting and the devil would use anything, would use anyone to come and seek you, to come and test you. And I would fast, you know, I would do like a week fast, and no matter what, I would not tell anyone that I'm fasting. And this would be the crazy part. I would never tell anyone that I'm fasting. And my niece, who was about 8 at the time, 7 or 8 at the time, she would do, she would do like, she would be very disrespectful during my time of fasting. And it wasn't until about the 3rd time that I realized what was going on. But if you're not mindful, if you're not truly guarding yourself, then the devil was seeping. And I would get to the point where I would just, like, want to spank her. Like, to pick up a belt old-fashioned style and to spank her. And I would just get so, I would just, like, leave, like, you know, just yell at her so bad. And this went on for a couple of times, probably, like, 2 or 3 times. And then by the 3rd time, I'm like, no, this isn't normal. This child, like, for this to be happening and it only happens while I am fasting, we have to be mindful because the devil is on a prowl creeping and seeing who he can get, seeing how many he can take from God. Amen. Guard yourself, because we have a mighty, mighty protector. There is not one battle that our God has lost in the name of Jesus. Amen. So this is my favorite part of the show. It is time for the call of salvation. And the call of salvation is just accepting Jesus Christ, just acknowledging who he is, for being our protector. If you have never felt protected, if you have never felt guarded, I'm telling you, there is a guard who sits high, but he is not too high that he cannot see you. Amen. He will protect you. He will lead you. He will surround you. He will even let his angels take charge over you. We're talking about guarding yourself, to guard and to protect your spot in the kingdom, so you will not perish in this life in the name of Jesus, that you will not die a fiery death in the name of Jesus. If you are looking, if you are searching for someone, for a protector, for a comforter, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Amen. I'm a living witness. And it's so simple. All you have to do is just confess of all your sins, repent of them in the name of Jesus. And just to declare his word, just say, Lord, you are good, you are great. However you praise him, whatever the spirit is that come over you, even if you want to reclaim your salvation. Amen. That's what David cried out in Psalm 51. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Amen. That's all you have to do and you are saved. Just tell a friend, get in a Bible-believing church. Seek in church that preaches the word of God, and you focus on your relationship with God and with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, you are saved, and continue to guard your heart. It's going to be, continue to guard your heart, even in the good times when every prayer is being answered, even in the bad time when you feel like you can't even hear God, when you feel like he's not even around. Guard yourself. Guard your heart from them idle thoughts like he's not real. Guard your heart from doubting in the name of Jesus. Amen. I would like to bring Brother Rob on for announcement.
Praise the Lord, Diamond. Thanks so much for that, the call of salvation there. And this is a Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. And I'm just going to real quickly do the announcements, and I'll turn the program back over to this Sister Dominique's hands. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name, the show name, and you can listen that, to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we appreciate those that do that. We thank all the listeners, whether you're listening online or via phone. We thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, and that's going to be hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. We're going to be having our year-end revival kicking off on December 25th at 9 p.m. It's going to be concluding on December 31st at the 11 p.m. hour, bringing us into the new year. Please feel free to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisement. And pretty soon we'll be posting online for our year-end revivals. Please stay tuned and listen. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. And you won't miss the opportunity to see our upcoming shows and our advertisements for our shows. And once again, with God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And that show is going to be the Healing Hour, and it's going to be hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And one more thing. Don't forget, we started our morning walk with prayer on anchor.com. So you can visit any of our social media pages and follow a link there for Anchor.com or Anchor FM where you can get a morning word of inspiration. And with that being said, we're going to hand the show back over to Sister Dominique.
Thank you, Brother Rob, for the announcement. Amen. I'm excited for the revival, Purpose Kingdom Network's revival. It was so touching, so moving last year, and I'm quite sure this year will be the same. So make sure you join. Even if you can't get on every night, just make sure you join, and you can always go back and listen to the previous shows. Amen. And salvation, I just want to say, just share a story, like a little revelation I had over the weekend. It's on the topic of just following Jesus Christ and just God accepting us. Because I know a lot of people, some people I speak to, some may be young, some may be older, and they have so many excuses as to what they're waiting on and why they're waiting to serve God or even just to say, Lord, I need you. And so many excuses. And the main excuses is that they are still so comfortable in their sin, you know, and they feel as though they want to get out of their sin, and they really want to get out of their sin. That's the only way that they can come to church. That's the only way that they will be seen by God. And it's like someone once said, like, would you take a shower before you get in the shower? If you're dirty, get in the darn shower. Get in the shower. So you don't need to be dressed up. You don't need nothing to come to God. You just need to be humble, willing, ready, and able. And that being the excuse, this past Saturday, I had to wear all white to a funeral. And I didn't have anything, so I was last minute when I went to Walmart in the morning. The Saturday morning, and I saw white pants. I was like, oh, let me try these white pants on. They look really nice. And I tried the pants on, and they fit pretty well, but I just didn't like how exposing they were. They were not only to the color of what I had underneath, but they showed, like, every flaw in my thighs and my legs, like, you know, the cellulite. Even some scars were shown. And I was just like, this is very, like, I'm like, this is too much. I felt like, you know, I was being put on, although I was in the dressing room, I was just like, wow, this is, I didn't even want to see that of myself, those flaws in myself. And then I began to think of the white, you know, as I was just driving home after their Walmart, then it came to me like, wow, like, God is associated with white. God is associated with purity. It represents purity in that. And God still wants us to come in. God is like, I see your flaws. I know your flaws. I know all of them, but I still want you here. Here you go. This white is still for you. I know the flaws you have, but I still want you. So I want to just encourage everybody that just feel like, anybody that may feel like I'm too deep in my sin, like there's no coming back, there's no saving. The fact that you are listening to this show, it's just showing that you are willing, that you are able to seek God. So I just want to encourage you to seek God, like, no matter what sin you are in, and just ask God to keep you, just ask God to transform you, just ask God to revive you, and that in this time that you are still struggling between the physical man and the spiritual man, that God will guard you and God will protect you, that you will not be in that sin forever. You know, the Bible says just call on him and he will answer you. He will deliver you. Amen. Amen. So I just really want to encourage someone about just seeking God no matter what. And don't let the devil, you have to guard your heart. The devil wants you to say, look, you're in sin. You're going to stay in sin. The devil is enjoying that. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone for joining me tonight and guarding yourself. Let's be mindful of the physical things. Amen. Guarding ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. And what we see, what we smell, what we touch, what we hear. Amen. We want to be mindful of those things, our surroundings. the people who we marry in the name of Jesus. We want to be mindful of those people, of those things. We want to stay guarded in the name of Jesus. So until next time, with God's blessing and God's will, I'll see you next time. Thank you, and deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.